The review was launched in 2006, fully independent, financed by a major charity, the Esme Fairbairn Foundation. It had a brief to look at pretty well everything to do with primary education, what it's for, curriculum, teaching and learning, assessment, organisation and so on. It's the biggest review that's been undertaken in this country since the Plowden Report of 1967.
What were the kind of key findings?
I can't briefly say because there were 75 recommendations, but some of the key ones had to do with the need to get government off the back of schools, essentially. You know, far too much centralisation, far too much central control, micromanagement, prescription. And to be fair to the new government, it is actually pulling back. But we also made recommendations about the early years. We've made recommendations about the shape of the curriculum, about the aims of primary education, about the way children should be assessed, about teaching and learning, about the organisation of schools, the way teachers should be deployed. We've made recommendations about the structure of the system as a whole, about the balance of national government, local government, and school in terms of decision making. So there's an awful lot in there. It isn't really possible to boil it down to one or two points, except perhaps to say that we did conclude that although the system is under huge pressure, by and large, our primary schools are doing a pretty good job.
So the report came out towards the end of 2009. What is it that you're doing today with Edgehill University?
We made a large number of recommendations. We've been working with the new government on implementing those recommendations. We boiled down our key recommendations to 11 policy priorities, and the government is acting on all of them, including most recently, one of our key recommendations was that there should be a staffing review, a review of the way primary schools are staffed, in order that they can guarantee to give children a high quality of education in all areas of the curriculum. That's an example of the kind of thing that the government has taken up, and that activity is going on. So things are moving. Meanwhile, we've been working with schools, with local authorities, with universities on putting into practice some of the key ideas, and many of the new teacher training courses are using the report as a set text for their students. So it's a long burn. It's going to take a long time. Now, as far as Edgehill is concerned, Edgehill is one of nine regional centres of a new network for which our sponsors have given us additional support to take us in the first instance through to the end of 2012. And these regional centres are to bring together teachers and others who want to work together to implement the ideas in the report, to exploit the professional freedoms which they've now got, which the new government has promised them, to try and take back power, to re-empower themselves as professionals. And Edgehill, like the eight other centres, will be working with us and working with local teachers and working with local education authorities to encourage schools to work together. And this is the launch conference for the North West Centre.
And so how long will this process go on for?
Well, we've got support from our sponsors for 2 years, and then we'll see. What we want is for it really to become self-supporting. And we know there's terrific enthusiasm out there. There's a new review of the national curriculum, which creates tremendous opportunity for schools and for Edgehill and for our other regional centres really to start generating ideas. As I say, to take back some of the power, to say, no, this is the way it should be. We're the professionals.
If you do something like this, does it turn into a campaign?
I suppose it is a kind of campaign. It never was the end of it. I mean, the previous government was pretty dismissive, but that was only because they felt under attack. I mean, we were pretty critical of some things they did. But nevertheless, one of the last things which the government did before it left office, we had a good discussion with Ed Balls and Vernon Coker, the ministers who had been pretty dismissive, and they said, actually, we've read this, and it's rather good. I didn't say, well, if you'd read it, perhaps you wouldn't have said what you did. But nevertheless, they said that, and they agreed to set up a proper series of ongoing high-level discussions with the Department for Education, which we're now engaged in. If you have a major inquiry which is grounded in a vast amount of evidence and which raises issues for discussion as well as clear recommendations for change, then you can't expect it to be acted on immediately. It's going to take several years for its implications to work through. And as I say, we're working on those two fronts, with government and with teachers. And here at Edgehill is where we're working with teachers.